My scripture reading is in the book of Luke, so I'd like to start at verse 1. Now all the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near him to listen to him. Both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable, saying, "What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I tell you that in that same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who needs no repentance. Or what woman, if she has 10 silver coins and loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I found the coin which I had lost.' In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." And he said, "A man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me.' So he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered together everything and went on a journey into a distant country, and there he squandered his estate with loose living. And now he had spent everything. Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be impoverished. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country and sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. But when he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but I am dying here with hunger? I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men.' So he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and had compassion for him and ran and embraced and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' And they begin to celebrate." If you would, bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these stories. Heavenly Father, we thank you that they can be meaningful to us in our walk with you. And Heavenly Father, we praise and honor you and glorify you for all that you do for us. And Heavenly Father, for being there for every need, for being there in every circumstance of our life. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for the grace and love and compassion that you have for us. Bless these words and thoughts that we will bring. Help them to help each of us as you would have. And in the name of your loving Son, Yeshua, we ask all these things. And amen. And my text to you is a few of those verses that was part of my scripture reading in Luke 15. And the first one is the verse 6, Luke 15 and 6.
And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." And then verse 9. When she had found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin which I had lost." Now verse 23. "And bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." And they began to celebrate. Today, our message is about rejoicing. Rejoicing because that which had been lost or had went away had now come back, was now found. In each of Yeshua's parables, all of them has the marks of a good short story. Yeshua was a master artist, and he could take just a few words and he could paint a beautiful picture. And most beautiful of those pictures was that of his father Yahweh. And there's three parables within this Luke chapter 15. They set forth that which brings the greatest joy to the heart of the Heavenly Father. The Father Yahweh rejoices like a good shepherd who finds his sheep. In the Middle East, shepherds love their sheep and they call to them by name. They spend long, hot hours together with the sheep in the open fields. To a good shepherd, the loss of one of the sheep is more than just a financial loss. It's also a personal loss that brings grief and sorrow to the shepherd's heart. Worry and apprehension and even fear would fill a shepherd's heart at the loss of and the knowledge of one of his sheep not being in the fold. It was an occasion of great joy when that was lost was found. And that shepherd would go out, and as he found the lost sheep that perhaps had dropped in a hole or just drifted away, he would put that sheep on his shoulders and he would happily carry it back to the safety of the sheepfold. And Jesus concludes from this story that God experiences more joy over the homecoming of one wayward sheep than he does over the 99 righteous people that are still in the fold, but has no need of God's grace and mercy. God rejoices greatly over the one that responds and the one that comes to him. Yahweh rejoices like that good shepherd who has found his lost sheep. Yahweh also rejoices like a diligent woman who finds her lost coin. I know probably most of y'all does not lose too awfully many things too often, but I cannot say that. Which one of you has not lost or misplaced a cell phone at times? Most notorious for me is taking off my glasses and not remembering where they were, where they are. Searching all over the house, walking out the door, only to realize they're not on my nose and having to go back and search the house from top to bottom, trying to find it and remember where I was last. How about purses? How about billfolds? Car keys. Where's my keys? Can you imagine how that little lady that was in her house and lost that coin, perhaps her only coin, and searching that house from top to bottom, trying to find that coin that she misplaced? This woman was so happy when she found that coin that she not only rejoiced in her heart, but she called all of her friends and neighbors and shared her joy with them. Jesus said that God is like that. When a sinner decides to forsake the love of sin and returns to God for the love and forgiveness that he has to all that would do that, then God is filled with joy. God rejoices like that woman who had found her coin. My message to you today is God rejoices. Just like the shepherd found his sheep. Just like the woman who found her coin. God rejoices over those that come to the point in their life that they realize that he is what is missing in their life. He is the one and the only one that can fill the void that each one of us at some point in our life, each one of us has that feeling of there's just got to be more to life than this. What's the purpose of life? Why was I born? What is there for me? Why do I feel empty? Why do I feel like there's no purpose? There's no plan. God fills the voids in our life. Thirdly, Yahweh rejoices like the waiting father who eagerly yearns for the return of his loved son. Have you missed the picture of the waiting father who day after day glanced out the window and down the road looking for a familiar figure to return? Have you failed to hear the prayers at night for the welfare of the return of the prodigal son? Have you neglected to see the tears shed because of the absence of one who was so dear? The day came when the waiting father looked out and saw a familiar figure appear in the distance. And he lifted his hand to shield the son so that he could verify that, yes, that was my son coming home. Instead of concealing his joy and wiping away the tears, instead of retreating perhaps to a back room so that his tears would not be seen by others. He lit out through the door. He lit out down the little path toward the one who he knew was coming back home. Perhaps wiping tears away as he went. And no doubt with open arms, he was running toward that son who he loved so much. With that open heart, open wide in acceptance and in love and in welcome. The wayward but returning son had repented in his heart and had carefully memorized his expression of confession and his plea for pardon and for restoration, not as a son, but as a hired servant. The loving father cut off his son's words by shouting instructions to the servants to bring forth the best robe and put it on his son, and a ring for his finger, and shoes for his feet. And these were the symbols of honor and sonship and happiness. For months, the father had had a calf separated out and put in a stall, being prepared for the feast that he knew he was going to have when his son came back. Yeshua is trying to tell us that there is nothing that brings greater joy to the heart of the Father than for that lost one to return from the far country. One step away from Yahweh is the far country. Today, Yahweh will rejoice like the shepherd and like the woman and like the father in Yeshua's parables. He will rejoice like them if you return. The Word of God lets us know that sin separates us from God. It is as if death when we go our separate way away from God. Sin separates. Repentance and forgiveness unites. And our Heavenly Father is right there waiting for us to get to that point, that we realize that the answer to our life is through Him and only through Him. Our Heavenly Father will rejoice and does rejoice greatly when the lost is found and restored. I'd like for us to repeat our blessings to God. We want to go over Numbers. Number 6. Everybody stand. Number 6 and 24. Let's repeat together. Yahweh would have us to say this blessing to each other. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His face on you and give you peace. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father.